Bismillah, all praise is to Allah. We thank Him, seek His help, and repent to Him from our bad deeds. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and He has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon Him, His family, and His companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the series of the 99 names of Allah. And today, inshallah, we will learn about the names of Allah related to Allah's greatness. And these are five names. We will start with the first name, which is Al-Azim. Let us pronounce it together. Al-Azim. Al-Azim. Al-Azim is the most grand. Al-Azim is the most grand. The second name is Al-Kabir. Al-Kabir is the most great.
Al-Kabir.
Al-Kabir is the most great. The third name is Al-Jalil. Al-Jalil. Al-Jalil is the glorious. Al-Jalil is the glorious.
Al-Jalil.
Al-Jalil. The fourth name is Al-Ali. Al-Ali is the most high. And the fifth Al-Ali. And the fifth name is Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi' is the boundless.
Al-Wasi'.
Al-Rahman-Rahim. We will start with the first name. Al-Azim is the supreme glory, the most grand, the greatest. The one who is greatest, grandest, and above all. The one who is of the greatest importance. The one who is of perfect and absolute greatness. And the root is Azama. Azama is to be great, large, vast, powerful, superior, and honored. We will learn now about the verses of the Quran where the name Al-Azim was mentioned. Actually, there are six times this name was mentioned in the Quran. Six times. We will learn about some of these verses. We will start with Surah number 2, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah Al-Baqarah, and we will recite Ayat Al-Kursi, the best verse of the Quran where the name Al-Azim was mentioned, Surah number 2, verse number 255. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Allah, la ilaha illa huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He. The ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. To Him belongs whatever is the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is he that can intercede with Him except with His permission? He knows what happens to them, His creatures, in this world, and what will happen to them in the hereafter. They will never compass anything of His knowledge except that which He wills. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth, and He feels no fatigue in guarding and preserving them, and He is the most high, the most great.
Actually, sisters, we must know that when you recite this verse of the Quran, Ayat al-Kursi, before sleep, inshallah, that shaitan will not touch you. Okay, this is a non-hadith. So this is Ayat al-Kursi. We will recite also from Surah number 9, Surah al-Tawbah, verse number 129. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will recite 128 and 129. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم.
Verily there has come unto a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst yourselves, whom you know well. It grieves him that you should receive any injury or difficulty. He, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is anxious over you to be rightly guided, to repent to Allah, and beg him to pardon and forgive your sins, in order that you may enter paradise and be saved from the punishment of the hellfire. For the believers, he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is full of pity, kind, and merciful. But if they turn away, say, Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is sufficient for me. La ilaha illa huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He. In Him I put my trust, and He is the Lord of the mighty throne.
Actually, sister, these are the words which Allah is teaching to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to every believer. Whenever you are facing some people whom they are causing troubles for you, you are supposed to say this supplication: Allah is sufficient for me, there is no God but Allah, in Him I put my trust, and He is the Lord of the mighty throne. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. We will recite now from Surah number 42, verse number 3. We learn about the name of Allah Al-Azim. Surah number 42. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-Shura, verse number 3. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 4, number 42, verse number 4. وما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العلي العظيم.
To Him belongs all that in the heavens and all that in the earth. And He is the Most High, the Most Great.
We will recite also from Surah number 56. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الواقعة verse number 74. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فسبح باسم ربك العظيم.
Then glorify with praises the name of your Lord, the Most Great.
So actually, sister, these are some of the verses of the Quran related to the name of Allah Al-Azim, the supreme glory, the most grand. We will learn now about the name of Allah Al-Kabir, the most great, the perfection of greatness, the one whose greatness is beyond measure, the one whose nature is greatness. The root is Kabara or Kabira, to be great in rank, dignity, nobility, to be great in size. This name Al-Kabir was mentioned also 6 times in the Holy Quran. We will recite now some of these verses. We will start by Surah number 13, verse number 9. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Surah number 13, Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 9. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عالم الغيب والشهادة الكبير المتعال.
All knower of the unseen and the seen, the most great, the most high.
We will recite also from Surah number 22, verse number 63, surah number 22, Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 63. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 63. Surah number 22, verse number 62. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير.
That is because Allah, He is the truth, the only true God of all that exist, who has no patterns or rivals with Him, and what they the polytheists invoke besides Him is a battle, falsehood, and verily Allah, He is the Most High, the Most Great.
Okay. We will recite also regarding the name of Allah Al-Kabir from Surah number 40. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Ghafir. Surah number 40, verse number 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ذلكم بأنه إذا دعي الله وحده كفرتم. 40:12. ذلكم بأنه إذا دعي الله وحده كفرتم وإن يشرك به تؤمنوا فالحكم لله العلي الكبير.
It will be said, this is because when Allah alone was invoked in worship, you disbelieved, denied. But when partners were joined to Him, you believed. So the judgment is only with Allah, the Most High, the Most Great.
Now we will learn about the name of Allah, Al-Jalil. Al-Jalil. Al-Jalil is the glorious. He is the one who is great and above all in rank and dignity. He is the one who is the source of all attributes of greatness and majesty. The root is Jalala. Jalala, to be supremely great, to be high. Actually, the term Al-Jalil was not used in the Holy Quran as one of the beautiful names of Allah, but it was mentioned in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he mentioned the 99 names of Allah. Now we will learn about the name of Allah, Al-Ali. Al-Ali is the exalted, the most high, the one who is above and exceeds all others. Actually, I involved the name Al-Ali, which is the most high, and Al-Wasi', which is the boundless, with the names of Allah, the greatest, Al-Kabir, and Al-Azim, because they are all related to the greatness. The most high, the boundless, are characters of the one who is the greatest. So Al-Ali is the one who is above and exceeds all others, the most high, above whom there is nothing higher, the one whose rank and station are the most high. The root is Ala, and Ala, to be high, to be exalted, to overcome. This name was also mentioned in the Quran 6 times, and we will recite now from Surah number 22, verse number 62, to learn about the name of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Al-Ali, Surah number 22. Actually, we just recited this verse of the Quran, Al-Ali al-Azim. Okay, we will recite now from Surah number 42, verse 4 and 51. Surah number 42, which is Surah Ash-Shura, we will recite from verse 4. It is the same Al-Ali Al-Azim, because the names of Allah, Al-Ali, is mentioned many times with Al-Azim. Okay, so now we will recite from Surah number 42, verse number 51, to have a new verse of the Quran related to the same name. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 42, verse number 51. وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِي فيوحي بإذنه ما يشاء إنه علي حكيم.
It is not given to any human being that Allah should speak to him unless it be by revelation, or from behind a veil, or that he sends a messenger to reveal what he wills by his leave. Verily, he is the Most High, Most Wise.
Okay. We will learn now, inshallah, about the name of Allah, Al-Wasi', the Boundless, the one whose power, knowledge, mercy, and generosity are boundless, the one who is vast without limit, the one of limitless capacity and abundance. The root is wasa'a, to be sufficient, to be plentiful. We will recite now from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 115. Surah number 2, verse number 115. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولله المشرق والمغرب فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله إن الله واسع عليم.
And to Allah belong the east and the west. So wherever you turn yourselves or your faces, there is the face of Allah, and He is high above over His throne. Surely Allah is all sufficient for His creatures, needs all knowing.
We will recite also from Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 73. Surah number 3, verse number 73. Number 3, verse number 73. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ تَبِعَ دِينَكُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُؤْتَى أَحَدٌ مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيتُمْ أَوْ يُحَاجُّوكُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And believe, no one except the one who follows your religion. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily, right guidance is the guidance of Allah. And do not believe that anyone can receive like that which you have received of revelation, except when he follows your religion. Otherwise, they would engage you in argument before your Lord. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the bounty is in the hand of Allah. He grants to whom He wills, and Allah is all sufficient for His creatures' needs, all knower.
Now we will recite also regarding the name of Allah Al-Wasi' from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 129. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. The meaning, Allah has an unlimited power, knowledge, and forgiveness. We will recite from Surah number 53, verse number 32, to learn about the reality that Allah has the unlimited power, knowledge, and forgiveness. Surah number 53, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 32. Surah number 53, verse number 32. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إن ربك واسع المغفرة هو أعلم بكم إذ أنشأكم من الأرض وإذ أنتم أجنة في بطون أمهاتكم فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى. Okay, this is recited, then I will clarify to you the meaning al-wasi'.
Those who avoid great sins and al-fawahish, illegal sexual intercourse, except the small faults, verily your Lord is of vast forgiveness. He knows you well when He created you from the earth, Adam, and when you were... three fetuses in your mother's wombs, so ascribe not purity to yourselves. He knows best him who fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, i.e. those who are al-muttaqin, the pious.
Okay, so actually sisters, regarding the name of Allah, the vast, al-wasi', al-wasi', the boundless, it is mentioned in this verse of the Quran, Allah said, your Lord is of vast forgiveness. Okay, so this is the clarification that the forgiveness of Allah is unlimited. This is related to the name of Allah, al-wasi'. Okay?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
About the lamam?
Lamam, okay, is the very minor sins.
Like
okay.
What? Can you give me an example?
Yes.
The, related to this.
Yes. Those who avoid great sins, okay, the great sins, they are known. The great sins is to kill. Number one is not to believe in Allah. This is the worst sin. Then killing, being bad with your parents, dishonesty. You know, suppose I have money from you, I borrow money from you, then I say, no, I didn't. You know, this is lying, cheating, all of this. But the minor sins, for example, suppose I have plastic surgery in my face, and then one sister will ask me a question in front of everyone. Sister Mona, did you have plastic surgery? So I will tell her, no, never. Okay. I didn't mean to lie, but you know, it is embarrassing to me to say it. And she was not supposed to ask me this question. So Allah knows my intention. I am not a liar, you know, by intention, but I am embarrassed. I think, you know, this kind of situations, when you don't have the intention to do these minor issues, okay? For example, if I am giving the class and I am late in the class, okay, in the class, and when I arrived home, my husband questioned me, why you are late? If it is for the traffic, I will accept it.
Okay, it is the traffic.
So it's I said,
no, but the question is here because they're referring to fawahish or to the. Is the fawahish reference to the sexual?
No, I want to tell you one thing.
Fawahish is a big thing,
yes,
not only the
sexual. Yes. You know, we always try to avoid reading what is in between these two bracts.
Because it's not,
it is the one who translates the Quran, this is his point of view.
Who's the translator?
This is actually one of the best ones, you know. Now we will recite again from Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 80 and verse number 147 to know about the fact that Allah has unlimited knowledge and unlimited forgiveness and power. Surah number 6, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-An'am. We will recite from verse number 80. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And these words which we will recited now, it is related to Prophet Ibrahim عليه السلام. Peace be upon him, Prophet Ibrahim. وحاجه قومه قال أتحاجوني في الله وقد هدان ولا أخاف ما تشركون به إلا أن يشاء ربي شيئا وسع ربي كل شيء علما أفلا تتذكرون.
His people disputed him. He said, do you dispute with me concerning Allah while he has guided me? And I fear not those whom you associate with him, Allah, in worship. Nothing can happen to me except when my Lord, Allah, wills something. My Lord comprehends his knowledge all things. Will you not then remember? His knowledge, all things. I'm not sure. There's
okay.
Something missing. Something.
Did you understand it?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This
probably,
is Prophet.
Yeah, probably like his knowledge, like it encompass all things.
This is, you know, this is a conversation between Prophet Ibrahim and his people. So he is telling to them, why you are questioning me regarding Allah? Okay, but in fact he is telling to them, Allah has guided me and I don't fear those whom you have partnered with him, except with the will of Allah the Almighty. What is related to us is that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the knowledge of Allah covers everything. You know, the knowledge of Allah is unlimited. Okay, so this is what is related to this verse of the Quran. Now, actually, sisters, today we are learning about Allah's greatness. Okay, and Allah is the greatest. Okay, and actually, we must believe that Allah is the greatest. Why? Because when you believe that Allah is the greatest, this will be reflected on your relation with the worldly life. This is a very important part of the belief of the oneness of Allah, to believe that Allah is the greatest. In order to believe, or in order to have the reference that Allah is the greatest, actually I will give you the reference from the words of Allah himself, that he is the greatest. Allah is the greatest regarding the creation. Allah is the greatest regarding the wealth. Allah is the greatest regarding the mercy. Allah is the greatest regarding the knowledge. Allah is the greatest regarding the power and will. Allah is the greatest regarding the honor. Okay? So we must know all these verses of the Quran which Allah mentioned about himself regarding the fact that he is the greatest. When I will believe from the depth of my heart that Allah is the greatest, you will have a lot of benefits which I will mention it to you. It will be the path of life of the believer. The path of the life of the believer is based on the fact of the belief in the oneness of Allah, the greatest. Okay? And to be clear regarding the importance of the belief that Allah is the greatest, if we try to revise our prayer, okay, we will notice that you start your prayer with the word Allah is the greatest. Okay, and you keep on repeating Allah is the greatest 5 times in every rak'ah. Okay, in every rak'ah of the prayer you say Allah is the greatest. Then at the beginning of the prayer, then you recite the Quran. Before ruku' you say Allah is the greatest. Before sujood you say Allah is the greatest. Between the two sujood you say Allah is the greatest. You keep on repeating the fact Allah is the greatest during your prayer, so that you keep on remembering that Allah is the greatest, because it has a very important effect on the spirit, which I will clarify to you now. Also, when we do ruku' in the prayer, what we say? We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this is the ruku' we say, Subhana Rabbiya al-Azim. Okay, again, al-Azim is related to the greatest, because Al-Kabir is the greatest and Al-Azim is the most grand. So you are still with the same character of Allah, which is Allah is the greatest. During the prayer, either we say Allahu Akbar or we say Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. During the ruku' glorified is my Lord, the most great. Or we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we do sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Again, al-A'la is related to al-Azim, is related to al-Kabir. Okay, they are all mentioned. Glorified is my Lord, the Most High. These three names of Allah, al-A'la, al-Azim, al-Kabir, okay, which are related to Allah is the greatest, are mentioned, we repeated many times during our prayers, because they are very important for the believer to remember this fact all the time, that Allah is the greatest. I will clarify to you, inshallah, the benefits of remembering, believing, practicing the fact that Allah is the greatest, inshallah, after reviewing some of the verses of the Quran, which will always remind us that Allah is the greatest. We will start, let us start by learning about Allah the greatest regarding his creation. We will start with the creation of the human being, and we will recite from surah number 23. We will recite from surah number 23 from verse 12 to 16, so that all the time, sisters, we will remember how Allah the greatest created the human being, a fact that which will always guide us or guides us to believe in the oneness of Allah, the one who created us. Surah number 23, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Mu'minun. We will recite from verse 12 to verse 16 to know about our creation. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون.
And indeed, we created man, Adam, out of an extract of clay, water. Thereafter, we made him as a nutfa, mixed drafts of the male and female sexual discharge, and lodged it in a safe lodging womb of the woman. Then we made the nutfa into a clot, a piece of thick, coagulated blood. Then we made the clot into a little lump of flesh. Then we made out of that little lump of flesh bones. Then we closed the bones with flesh. And then we brought it forth as another creation. So blessed is Allah, the best of the creators. After that, surely you will die. Then again, surely you will be resurrected in the day of resurrection.
Okay, so actually in verse number 14, Allah said, so blessed is Allah, the best of creators. Okay, actually if you try to observe how Allah created man from the beginning, okay, from this drop of fluid from the husband and which comes with the woman, and you know, then the baby is a clot, then a lump of flesh, then bones, then the bones are closed and covered, you know, it is a very 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 complicated procedure, or a very complicated creation. Okay, none can imagine what is happening inside the womb of the mother when one day she will announce, "I am pregnant," because I don't get my period in the expected time. Nobody can imagine what is happening inside, you know, regarding the creation of the human being. This is Allah, the greatest. This is the proof that Allah is the greatest from His creation, the creation of the human being. Up till now, we are in the 21st century and the science is so improving every day, but none can create anything related to the creation of Allah the Almighty. We must all the time, sisters, remember the creation of the human being, because this is the sign of the greatness of Allah, and that Allah is the greatest. Okay, and when I keep it in my mind that there are many mothers whom they are looking to be pregnant and to have babies, and they can't, in spite of all the progress or all the, you know, success of medicine, they cannot. Okay, so all the time we must remember that Allah is the greatest regarding His creation of man. Let us learn about the creation of other creatures. We will read from Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl. We will recite from verse 66 to 69. And actually, regarding Allah the greatest, I will not give any comment. We will just keep on a recitation of the verses of the Quran, of the words of Allah, so that we will have all the feelings, okay, regarding Allah the greatest from His own words regarding Himself. We will recite now from Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl. We will recite from verse number 66 to verse number 69. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa inna lakum fil an'ami la'ibra. Nusqikum mimma fi butunihi. Min bayn farsin wa damin. Min farsin wa damin. Labanan khalisan sa'igan lisharibin. Wa min thamaratin nakhili wal a'nabi. Tattakhidun minhu sakran wa rizqan hasana. Inna fi ذلك لآية لقوم يعقلون وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون. Let us read to every one of you two verses so that we all participate. No, so you read then.
No, I'm reading 66.
No, read all. Go ahead.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And verily, in the cattle, there is a lesson for you. We give you to drink of that which is in their bellies, from between excretion and blood, pure milk, palatable to the drinkers, and from the fruits of date palms and grapes. You derive strong drink and a goodly provision. Verily therein is indeed a sign for a people who have wisdom. And your Lord inspired the bees, saying, Take you habitations in the mountains and in the trees and in what they erect. Then eat of all fruits and follow the ways of your Lord made easy. There comes forth from their bellies a drink of favoring color, wherein is healing for men. Verily in this is indeed a sign for a people who think.
Okay, so now we will recite regarding the creation of the universe. We will recite from Surah number 41, from verse 9 to 12, to know about Allah the greatest regarding His creation. We will recite from Surah number 41, Surah Fussilat. We will recite from verse number 9 to verse number 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me and you recite in Arabic and they recite in English. Do you participate with me in Arabic from 9 to 12?
قل أئنكم لتكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين فقضاهن سبع سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وحفظا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم.
Say, do you verily disbelieve in him who created the earth in 2 days? And you set up rivals in worship with him. That is the Lord of the Alameen. He placed therein the earth firm mountains from above it, and he blessed it, and measured therein its sustenance for its dwellers in 4 days equal. Then he rose over Istawa towards the heaven when it was smoke, and said to it and to the earth, Come both of you willingly or unwillingly. They both said, We come willingly. Then he completed and finished their creation as 7 heavens in 2 days, and he made in each heaven its affair. And we adorned the nearest, lowest heaven with lamps, stars, to be an adornment as well as to guard. Such is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knower.
Okay. So now we will learn about Allah the greatest regarding the wealth, the ownership. We will recite from Surah number 15, verse number 21. Surah number 15, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 21. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِندَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَّعْلُومٍ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And there is not a thing, but with us are the stores thereof, and we send it not down except in a known measure.
So this is Allah, the one who has the, with him are the stores of everything. Okay, we will learn about Allah the greatest regarding His mercy. We will recite from Surah number 6, verse number 54 and 147. We will recite 54, I think. Let us recite from Surah number 6, verse number 147 regarding Allah's mercy. That Allah has the greatest, Allah the greatest and His mercy. Surah number 6, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 147. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
فَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ فَقُلْ رَبُّكُمْ ذُو رَحْمَةٍ وَاسِعَةٍ وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُهُ عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ.
If they deny you, say, your Lord is the owner of vast mercy, and never will His wrath be turned back from the people who are mujrimeen.
Okay. We will recite again about Allah the greatest regarding His mercy from Surah number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 156.
وكتب واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك. قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فاكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And ordain for us good in this world and in the hereafter. Certainly we have turned to you. He said, my punishment I afflict therewith whom I will, and my mercy embraces all things that I shall ordain for those who are the mutakun, the pious, and give zakat, and those who believe in our ayat.
Okay. We will learn now about Allah the greatest regarding His knowledge. We will recite from Surah number 58. Surah number 58. Surah Al-Mujadalah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 7. I will read one. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 58. Verse number 7. To know about Allah the greatest regarding His knowledge. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة.
Have you not seen that Allah knows whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is on the earth? There is no najwa, secret council of three, but He is there fourth with His knowledge, while He Himself is over the throne, over the seventh heaven. Nor of five, but He is there sixth. Nor of less than that, or more, but He is with them with His knowledge, wheresoever they may be. And afterwards, on the day of resurrection, He will inform them of what they did. Verily, Allah is all-knower of everything.
Actually, sisters, we will also know about the Allah the greatest regarding His knowledge, regarding...
Can I ask you a question? Sorry. Oh, like the angels, they're telling Him, or actually He is with us, or is it the angels that they're passing on the knowledge?
Actually, us by His knowledge, okay? He is above the seventh heaven, but He knows. How He knows? Only Allah knows.
So it's not clear about the role of the angels?
Yes. Okay. No, in this aspect, nobody knows, you know, about the knowledge. But the angels are the one whom Allah sent them with the provision to everyone. The angels are the one whom they are with us, you know, to write our deeds. The angels are the one whom they are obeying Allah regarding all His commands. But regarding the issue of the knowledge, nobody.
Because when said that he's أقرب إلى إلينا من حبل الوريد, it means that it is God, not like the angels that are giving us. So it is.
He is close to us by his knowledge.
By his knowledge.
He knows everything. Okay, now we will learn about Allah the greatest regarding his knowledge regarding the day of judgment. Nobody knows when is the day of judgment, when it will happen except Allah the Almighty. This is the proof that Allah is the greatest regarding the knowledge. We will recite from Surah number 7, verse number 187, so that we will have all the time the proof that none knows the time of the day of judgment except Allah, and even Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he doesn't know about it. And this is the proof that Allah is the greatest regarding his knowledge. Surah number 7, verse number 187. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو ثقلت في السماوات والأرض لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة يسألونك كأنك حفي عنها قل إنما علمها عند الله ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. They asked you about the hour. When will be its appointed time? Say, the knowledge thereof is with my Lord. None can reveal its time but He. Heavy is its burden through the heavens and the earth. It shall not come upon you except all of a sudden. They ask you as if you have a good knowledge of it. Say, the knowledge thereof is with Allah alone, but most of mankind know not.
Okay. Now we will learn more about our greatest regarding His power and will. We will recite from Surah number 28, verse number 68. Surah number 28, verse number 68. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ.
And your Lord creates whatsoever He wills and chooses. No choice have they in any matter. Glorified is Allah and exalted above all that they associate.
So, sisters, Allah the Almighty is teaching us that whatsoever He wills, Allah creates whatsoever He wills and chooses. No choice have they in any matter. Okay, now we will recite about Allah the greatest regarding His honor. We will recite from Surah number 35, Surah Fatir, verse number 10. Surah number 35, verse number 10.
من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه والذين يمكرون السيئات لهم عذاب شديد ومكر أولئك هو يبور.
Whosoever desires honor, then to Allah belong all honor, power and glory. To Him ascends all the goodly words and the righteous deeds exalt it. But those who plot evil, theirs will be the severe torment, and the plotting of such will perish.
Okay. So now, sisters, all praise to Allah. We learned about Allah the greatest from His creation, mercy, knowledge, power, honor, and wealth. Now we will recite 5 or 6 verses of the Quran from Surah number 57. which actually is clarifying this message, Allah is the greatest. Okay, whenever actually I recite these six verses of the Quran following each other, I always, you know, feel that, oh Allah, you are the greatest. So we will recite now from Surah number 57, Surah Al-Hadid, from verse number 1 to verse number 6, regarding Allah the greatest. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير له ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وهو عليم بذات الصدور.
Whatsoever is in the heavens and earth glorifies Allah, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. He is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. It is He who gives life and causes death, and He is able to do all things. He is the first and the last, the most high and the most near, and He is all-knower of everything. He it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and then rose over the throne. He knows what goes into the earth and what comes forth from it, and what descends from the heaven and what ascends thereto. And He is with you wheresoever you may be, and Allah is all-seer of what you do. His is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and to Allah return all the matters. He merges night into day and merges day into night, and He has full knowledge of whatsoever is in the breasts.
So, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. We learned that Allah is the greatest, and practically believing in this fact, this must be the path of life for the believers, to receive all your beliefs, values, criteria, ethics only from Allah. This equals to obedience of Allah the greatest. Number two, to perform all the activities and actions for the sake of Allah, believing that you will receive the reward only from Allah, and this is equal to sincerity. Number three, to turn only to Allah and to seek refuge in Him alone all the time. The help, trust and support only from Allah. To fulfill all your responsibilities to all the humanity according to the laws of Allah. This is regarding the trust of our worldly life. And number five, to have a bond of love with Allah the greatest. Accordingly, sisters, during our prayers, when all the time we are saying Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glorified is Allah the greatest, glorified is Allah the most high, glorified is Allah glorified is Allah the most high, glorified is Allah the greatest, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, all the time Allah the Almighty is guiding us to remember that fact. Allah is the greatest while I am in connection with Him during my prayers, so that I will have the feeling of sincerity, trust, help, support and love to Allah the greatest. And inshallah, next week we will continue with learning with the 99 names of Allah, inshallah. Let us make that one. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.
This is Al Jalil.
Yes.
Okay, because you have Galil.
Al Jalil.
That's the Egyptian way of saying it.
No, but this is a Jalil.
This is Jalil.
Yeah.
Because in technically in English we would spell it with a J.
Yes, this is a Jalil. This is a Jalil. Yes, a Jalil.
It changes,
all,
you know, like.
No, it is a Jalil, yes. Yeah.
This is the names of Allah.
Nobody can interfere with this. We can play with anything except the Quran and the Sunnah. These are the two issues. Bye. I hope next week you will not have a meeting.
I know.
You always have a meeting? Last minute meeting. That's good you are. Keep on coming. I'm encouraging you. Alhamdulillah. I'm very happy that it makes you happy.
Bye.